Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Let's go. All right. We are back. The Audio Lab, full effect. My name is Garrett. Wes is sitting in. You might have remembered him from a few episodes ago. Only one episode, really. But what up, Wes? Good morning.
Hello, everyone.
Afternoon, evening, depending on when and how you're listening. My name is Garrett. So, in case you're the first time coming into the lab, here's what we do. We pretty much sum up the whole week. I got sound on top of sound on top of sound on top of sound on top of sound. And what we like to do is just kind of review it. We got so much stuff that we could play. We figured you're on your way home. You're at the gym. You just want to catch up on things without having to click here and click that and swipe left, swipe right. So our job is just to bring it to you the best we can possible. So we'll start with the beginning of the week. So beginning of the week, there was the NAACP Awards. Now, here's the reason why we're playing this. The interesting thing was Chris Rock was a presenter on the show. And right. Normally at these award shows, Wes, you're told, here's what you need to do. Say this, get off stage. We have commercials, blah, 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 blah. The one thing the producers of the NAACP Awards said was, Chris Rock and everybody presenting, do not speak of Jussie Smollett. He was supposed to be here. He decided not to show up, so we still promoted him, but please do not say a single thing. Now, when you tell a comedian, just like a child, do not say this, what do you think is going
to
happen, Wes?
Well, especially Chris Rock. I know Chris Rock from the past, and you tell him not to say something, he's going to say it.
So let's see what happened over the weekend at the NAACP Awards when Chris Rock hit the stage and was told, do not speak of Jussie Smollett.
I guess I gotta present an award. They said no Jussie Smollett jokes. Yeah, I know. What a waste of light skin, you know? You know what I could do with that light skin? That curly hair, my career would be out of here! Running Hollywood! Yes, no, just did. What the hell was he thinking? From now on, I ain't never gonna know just, you're Jussie from now on. You don't even get the you no more.
All right.
That you was respect. You ain't getting no respect from me.
So, of course, he got in trouble for that, and rightfully so, and other people were supporting Jussie and others not. But we do have, I believe, one more clip when Tracy Morgan was on The Tonight Show, too. He had some things to say as well. All right. I know you don't own one. I don't own one. Not many people do own one, but a Tesla. Are you familiar with Tesla?
Somewhat, yes.
Are you familiar with Elon Musk?
I've heard the name, yes.
He's a very rich, rich man, created Tesla, other companies. But this is where I call, or what I like to call, rich people problems.
He was the one that did something on Twitter before, right?
Where
he said something stupid.
Well, he said something stupid. Right. He smoked a bunch of pot on an interview. He lost his chair on the board of Tesla, but still makes buttload of money. But Elon Musk decided, hey, I'm going to release a rap song, and I'm going to pay homage to Harambe. Remember the gorilla?
Yes.
Yes. So he's about 3 years late on this. Don't know why, but it's a tribute to the gorilla that was killed after grabbing the kid that fell into the enclosure back in 2016. Now, we don't know why, especially 3 years after it happened, like we said, because it's like, if you want to be relevant, Eminem doesn't wait 3 years to drop a song about something, because that makes it old. So I don't know why he's doing it, but apparently Elon Musk is heavily auto-tuned here, and it might be a promo because, again, rich people problems. He has a record label. Go figure. So this is part of R.I.P. Harambe. Here we go.
All we ever do.
First off, sounds like T-Pain right there. Off the bat, T-Pain, but this is Elon Musk.
Thinking about you, we back at the zoo, man. Thinking about you, man. Where my girl is at? We miss you. We really, really miss you.
Please stop that.
This is the problem. You have so much money, no one around you says, hey, this is a bad idea. That's a bad idea.
Even now, if they told him, he'll still do it anyway.
Now, Wes, if you had the money and you're like, you know what, I'm going to put out a rap, first I would say, okay, let me hear it. I'll be open to hearing it first.
Right.
I'm not going to say don't do it.
Right.
But then if you put something out like that, that's where me as a friend would tell you, as a very rich friend, don't do it. Then you'll say you're not my friend anymore, and then I'll have to find a new friend.
I see his friends still telling him, yeah, just do it. It's good.
Yeah,
it's
he good. Has what they call yes men around him, or yes women.
Because if you tell him no, then he's like, oh, well, okay. I don't like you.
I got something for you coming up in a few. But also, we had April Fool's Day. Have you fallen for an April Fool's joke, Wes? Ever possibly played one? I know you play a lot with your friend, with your coworkers in the engineering department, but
yeah, we play a lot of pranks on each other, but I don't think I've ever fallen for anything.
Well, so a bunch of companies decided to start putting out April Fool's jokes. So we'll get to that in just a second, but I wanted to play a few things from the news that I caught up on. This is a guy getting busted. You order food from Seamless and Grubhub and all those places, right?
Yes.
And Uber Eats.
Yes.
Problem with Uber Eats is they're normal people. They're not associated with the restaurant. They work for Uber.
Right.
So this guy, he works for DoorDash delivery, got busted last week in California by a family on their doorbell camera. As he rang the doorbell, the dummy decided to take a sip of the milkshake from Cold Stone that he was delivering.
Nice.
So this is the news report.
I looked at it. Hey, the guy who delivered the food was sipping out of my son's Cold Stone. I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I mean, how can somebody jeopardize a product, especially the food?
I felt really like disgusted about what had happened. And then my dad told me to go check out the video from last night. And once I checked it out, I like brushed 5-6 times. And then I felt really disgusted.
We have a trust between the company and the drivers. Once the trust is broken, we can't, you know, go back to them. You just need a proper training and an apology. Hey, what you did was wrong. We want to make sure that he doesn't do that to other people.
So let's just say, Wes, you and I, we ordered some milkshakes from Cold Stone. And we're waiting for them to arrive. The guy, the delivery guy, is at the door. Doesn't know we have one of those doorbell cameras because we're a modern couple. And we see him drinking the milkshake. Do you call him out, or do you just automatically go straight to the company and say, I want a refund?
I would call him out.
Now, what if it's a milkshake that you really wanted? Like, what would a favorite milkshake be that you would just suck dry.
I love strawberry.
All right, so the guy has your strawberry milkshake. You've been waiting for it all day long. It's at your doorstep. You see the delivery guy suck on your milkshake. Not just a little bit, not a ton, but you're desperately in need of a strawberry milkshake. That will just make your day. Do you still take the milkshake?
No, definitely not.
You wouldn't sip it?
No.
You wouldn't like skim the top off of the milkshake? But it's a straw, so if you suck in the straw, it's at the bottom. So you can technically get away with eating the top of the milkshake.
No, definitely not.
How much money would it take for you to drink your milkshake that you ordered that your delivery guy just took a sip on?
It's not even about the money. I wouldn't even want it.
Would just say, screw the milkshake, I'm done.
Yeah, and definitely.
But even though it's the thing you've been looking forward to all day long.
I wouldn't want it. I wouldn't take it, and I probably would never order from them again.
I think I would take it. I think I would scoop the – I would eat off the top until I got to like maybe the quarter of the bottom, because that's where that guy's germs were.
Okay.
And then stop there, because knowing that's where we would eventually cross spit.
Well, I don't understand people ordering ice cream and stuff from these places.
Well, you know, it's more the lazy factor. You don't want to go out. You know, it is annoying. You got to put on shoes and pants. You got to get in the car, maybe take a train or take an Uber.
Usually food delivery, the food comes cold and then...
I do say there are some types of food that you don't get. Ice cream, it stays frozen. Sushi, never good delivered. No. I hate sushi delivered. Sushi, for me, you have to have it at the restaurant. You deliver sushi, you're just asking for bad sushi to show up at your house.
Because you don't even know when it was made. It could be sitting around.
I'm not. There's certain things I will never, ever, ever order from a system. But apparently, I can't order milkshakes anymore.
Plus,
because
I don't like sushi anyway.
Yeah. let's see. All right. So, you're into science.
I guess.
Yeah, sometimes. Me too. So scientists, this is where I question, like, you got a ton of money, ton of research. Why do you research this? So apparently some scientists have figured out that you could make certain mosquitoes eat and mate less by often playing this song.
Oh, okay.
You want to take a guess what type of artist would make mosquitoes stop eating less and having sex less? Out of any artist, it could be any artist in the world. I know it's like a one in a million shot.
Rick Ross.
All right. I could see that. Nope. It's Scary Monsters and Nice Spirits by Skrillex. This is what makes mosquitoes go, oh, no thank you.
But you know what? I'm technically not wrong, because they did do a song together and it kind of sounds like this.
Close enough.
Okay.
But this song right here... But it also doesn't turn me on, so I can't say that I could do it listening to Skrillex. But EDM in general, you can't really have sex to, because it's just there's really no rhythm.
Right.
And then the beat drops, and then it's weird, and you're still then you lose your rhythm, and not for me personally. But let's see. We were talking about late night. Let's move on in the week. See what else we got going on. Do anything interesting this weekend, Wes?
The past weekend, you know, we had the nice weather here in New York.
Yes, it was beautiful. It was 70, and I think we're in for rain on Friday the 5th tomorrow.
Saturday, took a walk around in Jersey City and Hoboken. It was pretty nice, and it got cold later on, though.
Do you check out BuzzFeed from time to time?
I do not.
All right, so I was scrolling through BuzzFeed, and they do one of those surveys. You could, you know, do a survey of, like, what's your favorite Pokemon, or who's your favorite Friends character, what Sesame Street character would be your best roommate. So they did a survey of how people say different internet acronyms. You know, for instance, when something's funny in a text, you say...
LOL.
Right. So 55% of us say LOL. And then 36%, which I don't understand these people, they say LOL.
Yeah, that's too many. It's too many letters.
LOL.
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 LOL. Who the F says LOL? That does, like, what are you texting or saying to, not even text, you say it. You say LOL.
Yeah, that's.
LOL.
I text a lot. I've never received that.
I've never received a LOL. I've received an LOL.
Yeah.
But that's the problem. It's a text, so I don't know how they're pronouncing it. I would just assume they would say LOL because it's LOL.
Right.
All right. We were talking about April Fool's Day. So this is the thing where I think April Fool's jokes, unless you're a kid in grammar school or high school and really haven't pulled one, you've seen most of them. You've seen them all. You heard them all. You read about them all. Companies think they're getting new, where most people, I would say our parents, fall for these. But Starbucks decided on April Fool's to announce Pup Bucks. You know what Pup Bucks is? A Starbucks for pups.
Nice.
And they put out a commercial. They spent your money. So, Wes, you're drinking. What are you drinking right now from Starbucks?
I just drink a black iced coffee.
Iced coffee. Yes. So that iced coffee that you paid for went into a production for this commercial that means nothing but getting people to fall for thinking that there's going to be a Pup Bucks opening very soon.
Pup Bucks is a new concept store we're launching exclusively for dogs. We see how much our customers love dogs, so we wanted to offer a Starbucks experience just for them. Working at Pup Bucks is a little different than any other Starbucks store I've worked at, I think. The clientele is a bit more unpredictable. Oh, but they do always come when their name is called.
Dog jokes. Again, people did fall for it in the sense that they started tweeting, oh my God, cannot wait. Then people realized it's April Fool's.
Right.
But then you get companies that are like, how do we do a subtle joke but still promote our product?
Well, so McDonald's did a good one, though. Did you see it at McDonald's?
No, I didn't
one?
See what was the McDonald's
one? It was
one?
The all pickle Big Mac.
Oh God, no thank you. I hate pickles.
I like pickles. Pickles are good.
Pickles to me, I get it, they're cucumbers. No. You know what it was? Cuz I remember as a kid, I went to a McDonald's somewhere, I believe, upstate New York, and I was traveling with my dad, and I always, you know, where I'm from in and around New York City, they didn't put pickles on their pickles and mustard. Oh, I hate mustard, too.
No.
Hate it. In the New York area, they didn't put pickles or mustard on their hamburgers or cheeseburgers. Upstate New York, pickles and mustard.
Yeah, some of them are just automatic wherever you go.
Yeah, yeah. I ordered my normal cheeseburger at McDonald's before really adapting any type of love for mustard or pickles. And sure enough, it was on there. And ever since that day, I threw that cheeseburger right away, or hamburger, I forget what I had. It was the white wrapper, so maybe it was a hamburger. Yellow wrapper was the cheeseburger.
Right.
I threw it right out, have not touched a pickle. Not touched a thing of mustard ever since the age of about 7 or 8.
Is it all mustard you don't like, or just
hate
the yellow
mustard? All mustard. Even when
what about like a pretzel?
No.
Well, I know you don't really eat. I mean, you're
even if it's gluten free. No mustard. No, thank you. God.
You're killing me.
I'm sorry. But Timex. So Timex decided, let me jump into the April Fool's pool. And so Timex, obviously a watch. What does watch have to do with April Fool's? They convinced people that they were adding an extra hour to the watch.
Timex.
Production.
A global leader in watchmaking for 165 years.
Big time.
Has done the impossible.
Voiceover guy.
Imagine.
Yes.
If you could add 1 hour to every day for the rest of your life.
We have always worked 24/7 to innovate. And now, we work 25/7.
Time.
All right. If you fell for that, you need to just lock yourself in a room and don't come out for 25 hours.
It's funny, but it's also pretty bad.
Right. Like, I get people are like, oh, I wish I had more time in the day. You do not. It's physically impossible to create a watch. I mean, who do you go to say, okay, well, the day is no longer going to be 24 hours. It's going to be 25. Because technically you can put an extra hour on there, but it has to start somewhere. So you think it has to start. Because it's a global thing if we were to add an extra hour.
Very true.
So you would all the countries have to come together and agree that we're adding an extra hour to the world? Do you think?
They would have to, but it just makes no sense.
Does it come?
Just leave it, you know.
But because things are changed. Things always change. They change the rules for sports. You know, people try to rewrite the Constitution now and then. Let's just say, hypothetically, Wes, where do you think, who do you go to if they wanted to change the typical 24-hour day to 25? I don't even know.
It would have to be like the world leaders, or whatever. I guess the UN.
Right, exactly. So you think they would have to all come together, all fly into New York City, sit down at the UN, all the leaders, the ones that hate each other, the ones that love each other, and have to actually have a conversation and put into agreement, we're now moving to 25 hours in the day.
They would have to, yeah.
Never going
to
happen, but still, it's just fun to think about. All right. Oh, we were talking about this. All right. So Tracy Morgan was on with Jimmy Fallon, and he, too, does not believe Jesse Smollett.
I heard you got a new gig, though.
Is this true?
Yeah, they gave me a role on Empire.
They did?
Yeah.
Now, what is your, what are you gonna do on
Well, contractually, they gave me millions of dollars. Contractually, all I gotta do is not fake a hate crime. That's it.
Oh, yeah, right.
Jesse.
That's all you have to do.
That's all I have to do.
Yeah, perfect. You don't buy that story.
What
happened?
Nah, man, come on. First of all, racist people don't be jumping nobody in the polar vortex.
It is cold.
So you're saying it's too cold?
Yeah, man, neo-racists don't be watching Empire, man. It's too cold. They say, we be racist in the spring. Because it was like 10 seconds of footage, and then he disappears for like 2 seconds. Then he reappears with the noose on his neck still holding the Subway sandwich. He ain't let that Subway sandwich go. I think it was pepperoni and cheese. I don't know.
Yeah. If that was the giveaway there, he's still holding his...
Of course.
Yeah.
Tracy Morgan could get away with saying anything, and then he will always end it, even if like you feel awkward, he'd be like, well, I got hit by a truck. That will always be his punchline.
Right.
So even if you're mad at him, you'll go, well, you can't be mad at me. I got hit by a truck. All right. So, Wes, do you remember the Full House episode where they went to Disney World?
No.
Did you watch it? You never watched Full House?
I might have. I don't remember any of them.
So there was a scene where they were in a hotel, Uncle Jesse and now the criminal Aunt Becky. They were in the Grand Floridian Hotel in Walt Disney World. And Uncle Jesse was trying to win back Aunt Becky because he said something stupid, obviously, because that's what happens in a 30-minute comedy. And he sits down at this grand piano, this black grand piano, and starts singing. It's a beautiful song, big moment in Full House's history. Well, same hotel, recently, a little girl asked the piano player in the hotel lobby of that same hotel, the Grand Floridian, if he could start playing so her dad would sing Ave Maria. Do you know Ave Maria?
Yeah.
Right? So this dad is a voice and piano teacher in Connecticut. So at first you think, all right, typical dad, he's wearing cargo shorts, he's wearing Crocs and a football jersey. Standing in the middle of a hotel with a piano player sitting there. Then, Wes, he comes out of the gate sounding like this. A football jersey, cargo shorts, and Crocs standing in the middle of a hotel. And his daughter's like, okay, Dad, that's great. I just want to go on some rides. all right. I've always wanted to have the ability to do this, but I never thought to do it like this. So a kid in Nevada, him and his family have been struggling a little bit, and they don't have a car. So this woman's 13-year-old son got on Facebook, found a cheap 1999 Chevy Metro, and traded. Ready for this? Well, what do you think he traded, Wes?
A phone? I'm not sure.
An Xbox.
Oh.
His Xbox, which is a beloved piece of equipment for any 13-year-old boy or any teenager in general. So apparently this kid says he got the idea after watching YouTube. Me, I tried to learn how to tie a bow tie on YouTube.
Right.
This kid learned to take his Xbox and get a 1999 Chevy Metro. So this is the news report from his family and I believe his mom and him talking about it.
I saw people on YouTube and they get their mom a car and then just like surprise their mom with the car. And then I wanted to do it. It was really cheap, so I asked if I could trade the Xbox or earn it.
He kept coming in and like asking me like,
just odd questions about vehicles in different parts. And I'm like, okay, why? Like, what?
Mom, I got you a car. And then she's like, no, you didn't. And then I was like, I did. And then she didn't believe me. She picked us up. And then we went to her house. And then I was like, Mom, there's your car.
I lost it. I bawled so bad. I was just like, there's no way. What 13-year-old do you know buys their mom a car? I don't know any. I can't.
Not many. So remember a few weeks ago, we did a segment about snoring.
Yes.
Yes. Do you know what's coming?
Yeah, I have a feeling.
So yesterday, I received an email from your girlfriend, Adriana. And she says, hey, I know my guy Wes is coming through. I thought you should know about this. And I said, what is this? So the file shows up in my inbox, and I was pleasantly surprised, but also, oh my God, thank you for showing this to me. And as I pull up the clip, I think you know what we're about to play.
Yeah, she mentioned that she should have sent it in.
And she did. So this is Wes snoring. Wes. So that's 36 seconds of it. But then another clip came in right after it. Sounds like a cell phone when you put it on vibrate. So you got your...
That one's not as bad.
Because it's lighter. Yeah. It's not as bad. She probably was scared that she would be sucked into whatever you were inhaling as you snored. But so I felt like it was a little bit like Maury Povich, where you show up on the TV show and you're like, oh, I'm about to win a car. And then they're like, you are the father. I don't have any paternity tests. I just have clips of you snoring. But yeah, so thank your girlfriend for that.
That's good. Thanks. Thanks, Adriana.
Yeah. I saw the email. I go, no way. And she goes, yep, I got it. Let's see. Reports. Oh, this one's funny. So a guy calls up the cops and says, hey, I'm hearing stuff up in my attic. There's I need the cops to come see what's up. Problem is, once the cops arrived, the guy didn't hide his meth lab. So we go to upstate New York. Cops are called last weekend because the guy heard suspicious noises. Could be from the chemicals that he was inhaling. But here's the reporter and the local cop who say, actually, this is pretty common.
Police say 37-year-old Corey Favreau reported he heard someone in his attic on Champlain Street in Plattsburgh. Police arrived and looked for an intruder. They didn't find anyone, but they did find the makings of a meth lab.
I would say it's fairly common. The frequency fluctuates a little bit, but, you know, we're starting to see it a little bit more now.
This isn't the first time Favreau has had a run-in with city police. He was a Reyes... arrested in Plattsburgh City Court and remains in Clinton County's jail right now.
Like, what? I guess the chemicals got to his head and he just started hearing things.
Yeah.
Maybe if he saw things.
That just, it makes no sense.
Let's see.
I don't get it.
This is interesting. Are you, do you know anything about golf?
No.
All right. Do you know the player? Like, if you heard a name, like, oh, yeah, he's a golfer.
Yes, yes.
All right. So there's a country singer. I got to hang out with him the other day. His name's Jake Owen, and he was at his best friend Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan Spieth, big golfer. So back in February, Wes, there was a big pay-per-view match between Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson.
Yeah, I heard about that.
You pay, like, $30. You get to watch them go head-to-head for, like, $1 million.
And then a lot of people weren't able to watch it.
Right. So they got refunds. So Jake Owen tells this story of running into Phil Mickelson at his friend's wedding the day after, losing $30.
I did give Phil Mickelson a lot of shit, though, at Jordan Spieth's wedding. Jordan got married in November, and Phil was there. And it was the day after he played Tiger. I had a few cocktails, and I saw him across the room, and I was like... I got to go tell this guy what I think. So I walked over to him. I was like, hey, Phil, you owe me $29.99. I was like, for wasting 4 hours of my life,
man,
with the best golf I've ever seen. You guys hyped this whole thing up about this big match. You guys couldn't even make 3 birdies between the two of you. I want my $29.99 back and apologize to me for some golf. And he pulls out a wad out of his thing, and he grabs 100. He's like, yeah, I won 90,000 of these yesterday. Take 100 and go.
What?
Yeah. Right to my
this
face.
This can't be real.
I swear.
Imagine going up to someone. Like, I thought about it, and I would never do it, but like Floyd Mayweather.
Yeah.
I would go up to Mayweather and go, dude, you charge me $30, $40, $50, whatever, to watch you fight. You fought for 10 minutes or less, and I had to watch about 10 different fights before to get to yours. Give me my money back.
Is it? I thought it costs more now. Isn't it like $100, like $99 to watch these things?
Well, the fights, yeah. The Tiger Woods thing was only $30. Yeah. But still. Let's see. This is kind of cool. So this weekend is WrestleMania at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and a bunch of WWE stars going all over the city promoting WrestleMania for this weekend. And a few stopped by Fallon last night to read. This is fun. So remember, as a little kid, you would try to talk trash and be like, "Hey, your mother's so fat," you know, blah 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 blah. So they had a bunch of little kids write trash talking like tweet. Esque things,
yeah.
And then the WWE superstars turn them into their trash talking. Let's play it right now. Starting now.
For Braun Strowman!
You want a piece of me? Do you want a piece of me? I'm gonna kick your butt till you fall in the lake. And I'm not joking, because when I'm kidding, I say knock, knock.
We have a two-time WWE World Champion, Seth Rollins!
Listen to this. My favorite.
Don't make me bake a pie and put your face in it. Because your butt is your face. And your face is your butt.
I said it before. I'm going to start using that one. All right. So before we get out of here, Wes, I appreciate you chilling and hanging.
Thanks for including me.
You got a new podcast that's out now, right?
Yeah, we recorded one episode and hopefully going to record another one on Monday.
What's it called? Where can we find it?
Right now it's just on Spreaker. It's just Tales Over Cocktails.
Yeah. And you might hear an intro from someone you might know if you're familiar with the Elvis Duran Show. All right. So this came out just the other day. So Linkin Park released music about a year and change, and Chester Bennington's last project with Linkin Park, and they had a song that just got released right before his passing, and it's called One More Light. And what someone found was his isolated vocals. You know what isolated vocals are?
Yes.
So it's basically you take out all the instruments in the song and you just listen to the guy's voice. So though leaving on a somber note, it's still worth the listen because it's that important. So this is Chester Bennington, One More Light, his isolated vocals. Thank you for listening to the Audio Lab. We will talk to you very, very, very soon.
There are things that we can have, but can't keep. If they say, who cares if one more light goes out in the sky of a million stars? It flickers, flickers. Who cares when someone's time runs out? If a moment is all we are, or quicker, quicker. Who cares if one more light goes out? Well, I do.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.